Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Bluff Country Gathering 2000 to 2004, and we heard Raina Gellert with a great rendition of Folding Down the Sheets from the Bluff Country Gathering. That's on Jawbone Records. It's festival time across the U.S. when spring turns to summer, and it's time to inspect the tent and make plans to attend the festival of your choice. This week, we're going to hear recordings from the Newport Folk Festival and the various Rocky Grass Fests in Colorado, two old-time festivals, great old-time festivals in West Virginia. But on this festival program, we're going to lead off with the Philadelphia Folk Festival. And one of my favorite memories of the Philly Folk Fest is Bruce Martin and his piping at the top of the hill, which would lead into each evening concert. Here's a little bit of Bruce Martin and some Scots piping from 1977 at the Philadelphia Folk Festival on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
So kind, God knows it talks so. to it. Yeah. Talk to it.
I remember because I was around this part of the country back years ago, and I was playing a little place called the Second Fret one night, and you know, around the corner from the Second Fret there was that block square park called Rittenhouse Square National Forest or something, and it was across from the forest they used to have this ice cream place. And I remember that one day I was in there with my friends because we had an induced sense of the munchies. I knew I needed ice cream, that's what I'm saying. And I was personally responsible for about 15 hot fudge sundaes that day, which, as you can see, I'm paying for these days. But back in those days, it didn't seem to matter, you know? And I only mentioned the number so you understand. When I got out of there, I wasn't jumping up and down, skipping around. Each step was a carefully orchestrated moment of consciousness, of awareness. I was, you know what I'm saying, paying attention. Every consciousness motion, I was walking very slowly. And in the middle of the square there, that National Forest, whatever, they had that cement built in the ground kiddie pool or something, you know? And I saw my friends go into the kiddie pool. It was in the fall, wasn't any water in it or something. And I knew my friends didn't know they was in a kiddie pool. They was on some kind of unique individual safari or something, you know? And the shape of the pool was moving them around. They were walking in circles. And I knew they didn't know they was going in circles. Not until the first guy caught up with the last guy. And then it was like, "Wow, man!" And they all held hands and started having a game of Ring Around the Rosie right then and there. And I remember that just before we had a chance to all fall down, a cop come and arrested everybody for disorderly Ring Around the Rosie playing and other crimes against the city of Philadelphia. And I stood there stunned because I had never been left out of being arrested with my friends before. And so I walked into the middle of them, and the cop was standing there. He had his badge on. His name was Officer Joseph Strange. And I remember thinking to myself, like, "Wow, man, how weird can this get? And I saw my friends go off downtown, you know, and I went back to the second fret on my own. And I got up on the stage and I wrote this next song right then and there. And it made it on the first record I did just 2 weeks later, you know. And I mean, it wasn't a particularly good song or nothing, but it was the best I could do under the circumstances. Well, like this. I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted doing the ring around a rosy rag. Went in the park late at night, put a lot of people over 80 uptight. He was doing the ring around a rosy rag. Ring around rose, touch your nose and blow your toes and mind doing the ring around a rosy rag. Ring around rose, touch your nose and blow your toes and mind doing the ring around a rosy rag. We ought to send Officer Joe Strange to some Australian mountain range so we all can do the ring around a rosy rag. But you like to put Philadelphia uptight, one mass ring around a rosy in the middle of the night. We all should do the ring around a rosy rag. It was about this part in the song, when I did it again a couple of years ago, that I decided to add a little instrumental and help make the record be as long as the first one. But it was during the instrumental that I realized that I didn't write this tune. I thought I wrote it for 30 years till I started playing it like this. Ring around rose, touch your nose and blow your toes and mind a doing the ring around a rosy rag. It really was a drag. Ring around rose, touch your nose and blow your toes and mind doing the ring around a rosy. Touch your nose and blow your toes is when you were doing the ring around a rosy rag.
Back in the early days of the Philadelphia Folk Festival, they used to have a banjo contest, and that was from the very first year of the festival, 1962. We heard Bill Keith and Jim Rooney. Bill won the Master Tone Banjo that year, and he went on to play it for many, many years afterwards, the time he spent with Bill Monroe and others. That's from the Prestige Folklore Years, Volume 4. And before that, we heard from Arlo Guthrie from back in 1996 at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. from the 40th anniversary recording of the Philly Folk Festival on Sliced Bread Records, and we heard Ring Around the Rosy Rag. And before that, the Reverend Gary Davis from that very first Philly Folk Festival with If I Had My Way. And we let off that set with some Scots piping from Bruce Martin from back in 1977. This year, the Philly Folk Festival is August 15th through the 17th. At their usual location, the Old Pool Farm. It's the 53rd annual Philadelphia Folk Festival. The Newport Folk Festival started back in 1959 and included Bob Gibson and a young Joan Baez. Here they are together with We Are Crossing the Jordan River from the Newport Folk Festival 1959.
A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stars together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under.
St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, Big River, when you called. Took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me.
Was a man and a friend always. He stuck with me in the hard old days. He never cared if I had no dough. We ramble round in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray. We thought we'd try to work one day. The boss said he had room for one. Says my old pal, we'd rather bum. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Late one night in a jungle camp, the weather it was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them back. They took the only friend I had. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling. He left me here to ramble on. My rambling pal is dead and gone. If when we die we go somewhere, I bet you a dollar he's rambling there. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1422. And remember, we're on iTunes.
Thanks a bunch.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the Bluff Country Gathering, 2000 to 2004. And once again, we heard Raina Gellert with Katie Bar the Door. That's on Jawbone Records. The Bluff Country Gathering has already happened this year. It happened between May the 15th and the 18th. Might want to check on that one for next year. Before that, we listened to some music from the Newport Folk Festival. We started off with something from the very first Newport Festival back in 1959, and we heard Joan Baez and Bob Gibson with We Are Crossing the Jordan River from back in 1959 at Newport. From 1966, we heard Judy Collins and her take on Turn, Turn, Turn from a collection known as the Festival Sampler from the Newport Folk Festival. Vanguard Records made recordings each year back in the vinyl days, but they recorded an awful lot more than they used on those LPs. So for a while there, they were reissuing a whole bunch of the stuff that we had never heard before. Part of that was Nashville at Newport. Back in 1964, Johnny Cash played at the Newport Folk Festival, and we heard Pete introduce him, and we heard him do Pig River with his band, including Luther Perkins and Marshall Grant, Johnny Cash. And after that, we heard Tom Paxton from back in 1963 at the Newport Folk Festival with his classic Ramblin' Boy. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and this week it's festival time. The Newport Folk Festival this year is at Fort Adams State Park in Newport, Rhode Island, from July 25th through the 27th. Lyons, Colorado hosts a number of wonderful, wonderful festivals. One of them is Rocky Grass. We're going to listen to Tim and Molly O'Brien from back in 1995 and the Gillian Welch tune Wichita from Rocky Grass on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Wichita. She went back to her ma and pa. Reckon I saw her next to my truck, pumping gas with the car packed up. We talked as neighbors will. They're waiting for the tanks to fill. We talked about nothing, how it might snow, how far she had to go. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can't still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. Came in 85, she came here as a July bride, but it never got easy, never got rich, ain't got much of what you came here with. The good times have all been spent, she ain't broken but she's badly bent. There's nothing she wants here, nothing that shines. She made up her mind, going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can't still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. She says for all my time, but I ain't got much to show. You can tell that man of mine and anyone who wants to know. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. Can't still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. Can't still hear the night birds call back in Wichita.
Have a blast.
Didn't know where to look for you last night. I didn't know where to find you. Didn't know how I could touch that light that's always gathering behind. I didn't know that I would find a way find you in the morning. But love can pull you out of yesterday, as it takes you without warning. I wanna be a longtime friend to you. I wanna be a long time known, not one of your memories used to be. A summer's fading song. It's from me, it's to you. For your eyes, it's a weight, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there. Love is our cross to bear. I know I'll think of us up on that hill with the golden moon rising, and the stars will fall around us still while the love is realized. And so it is until we meet again, and I throw my arms around you, and you can count the gray hairs in my head. I'll still be thankful that I found it's to you. For your eyes, it's a weight, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there. Love is our cross to bear. Love is our cross to bear.
In a dream, they flew across the land in search of their heaven, loving what a good day brings. And when I grew tired, I could see them flying, even hear them sing. Oh, we're circling, we're looking for a place to land. We're circling, hold my. Clouds and they trip over heavens, loving what a good day.
looking for a place to land. We're searching,
hold my.
They look to the clouds and they trip over heaven, loving what a good day brings. Oh, we're circling, we're looking for a place to land. We're circling, oh my. Looking for a place to lay it down, circling, we're circling.
Back in the 1970s, I had a wonderful LP from a band called Timberline. I'd completely forgotten it until I looked through the recording from the Telluride Bluegrass Festival called Planet Bluegrass and saw that they were playing Circlin'. Timberline, and that's from 1992. And before that, from the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival from back in 1995, we heard John Gorka with his classic, Love Is My Cross to Bear. And we let off that set with Tim and Molly O'Brien with the Old Boys and Wichita, Gillian Welch's great tune from Rocky Grass. All those festivals are held in Lyons, Colorado each year. And this year, the 41st Telluride Bluegrass Festival is June 19th through the 22nd. The 42nd Rocky Grass Festival is July 25th through the 27th. And the 24th Rocky Mountain Folks Festival is August 15th through the 17th. Well, we're going to close down this festival special with some music which is very dear to me. West Virginia holds their traditional music very, very close to the heart, and they have a number of great festivals that both play it very much traditional and then also take a little bit of a risk with the old-time music. Glenville, the West Virginia State Folk Festival, is one of those festivals in which they try to demonstrate exactly what playing music at home is all about. And one of our very favorite performers over the years was a woman named Phoebe Parsons. Here's Phoebe with a kind of her signature tune, Minner on the Hook, from the Glenville Folk Festival on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Phoebe Parsons.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to play Minner on the Hook. I play this about everywhere I go. Some folks like it and some don't, but I seem to like it pretty well. I hope that you like it too.
Gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? I gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave no other rainbow sign. No more water but the far next time. Light me up, rock away just for me. East and west, the fire will roll right down me. East and west, the fire will roll right down me. East and west, the fire will roll. How will it be with my poor soul? Hide me, oh, rock, bitch, step for me. Poor old Lazarus, poor as I, don't you see? Poor old Lazarus, poor as I, don't you see? Poor old Lazarus, poor as I, when he died, he had a home on high. Hide me, oh, rock of ages, get for me.
Thank you.
full-time musicians from all over the East Coast travel to West Virginia each summer for Cliff Top, otherwise known as the Appalachian String Band Music Festival. And we heard from back in 2005, a band of folks who always camp together at Cliff Top. They call themselves the Cliffhangers. And we heard a number of different versions of Forked Deer from Cliff Top, the best of 2005. That's on the West Virginia Division of Culture and History record label. And before that, from the best of Cliff Top 2004, we heard Lester McCumbers, who is probably the best-loved fiddler these days in West Virginia. We heard his take on his classic tune, Cherry River Line. And that's from the same set of recordings on the West Virginia Division of Culture and History label. This year, the Appalachian Old Time String Band Festival is being held July 30th through August the 3rd. And that's at Washington Carver State Park in where else but Cliff Top, West Virginia. And before that, the West Virginia State Folk Festival is held in Glenville each year at the Glenville State College. We heard my banjo guru, Mr. D.Y. Diller, along with John Morris, with God Gave Noah the Rainbow Sign from back in 1999 from a recording called Lest We Forget, the 50th Annual West Virginia State Folk Festival. And we let off that set with some vintage recordings from Glenville. We heard Phoebe Parsons and Men Are on the Hook, although on the recording here, it's listed as Buffalo Gals, but it's not. That's from a recording called the West Virginia State Folk Festival Rare and Archival Recordings from the 1960s and 70s, and that's on the West Virginia State Folk Festival label. And Glenville this year is the 19th through the 21st of June. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Hope you've enjoyed this program as kind of a festival preview for the summer. And if you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1422.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell and I got a song to sing